This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plum, or an orange, if you will. Get that play on words. Woo-hoo. I'm on it today. Woo-hoo.
You are on it.
DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So for Jennifer, the comments from Donald Trump aside the other night about the global warming problem being a Chinese hoax, I think I'm going to put it probably a little differently than that. There is mocking that goes on of global warming, and there are questions about whether it is what people say that it is, but there's no question that things are changing in the atmosphere. So whether it's us or whether it's Mother Nature, I don't see that it makes much difference. I don't get involved in most of the rigmarole that comes out of, I think, people who discuss things like that. Rigmarole and rigor mortis are the two most, the words are carefully and cleverly connected, as rigor mortis will set into your brain if you feel or keep following these stories. There is, however, something going on. No question about that. So the winters that we had the last couple of years, last year wasn't so bad in New England and the Northeast. This year is supposed to be horrible like it was a couple of years ago, according to much of the research. But what's more important, the West Coast, Shenzhen, well, maybe they're both, I mean, there's East Coast, West Coast, and then what's in between. The West Coast can expect warm winters for the rest of the century. Warmer now. Yesterday it was 107. My son told me.
I need some rain.
Wow.
What was temperature where you were on the other side of the hill?
I don't think it was 107 yesterday. I think it was probably about, I don't know. It wasn't even at a, it didn't hit 100 where I was, but it was in the 90s and definitely dry and warm. And there's that wind and that fire.
Well, September is like that though. September is traditionally the warmest month on the West Coast, at least that's my experience, anyway.
Yeah, it always gets, you know, we had a couple of weeks of really nice, almost it would feel like fall. There was a little bit of fall in the air, and then all of a sudden, whammo, more heat. But you know, that's pretty typical. September is always pretty warm here.
So researchers on the other side are observing what they call a North American winter temperature dip hole. Really?
Oh, I know about the dip hole.
What about the, what do they call that a couple of years ago? Was something, the Express, wasn't the Montreal Express? What do they call it? Polar's Vortex?
Pineapple.
Yeah.
The Polar Vortex. No, that, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's what caused the East Coast winters and the heavy snowstorm and that sort of thing, sub-zero temperatures. I remember when I decided I had to get rid of the cows, it was 31 degrees below zero, 37 degrees below zero in the mornings with the wind at 35, 40, 45 miles an hour. And the snow was 11, 12 feet deep. I just said, okay, we've had enough because the cows were dying, freezing. Mm-hmm. Parts of their body were freezing off. It was horrible. There are people, some people, whether they're credible or not, who say the East Coast is going to have that kind of a winter again this year. So, Jennifer, you can be sure I'll be out there enjoying
additional heat.
Yeah. That Florida someplace. Anyway,
I'll just be freezing.
Yeah, you'll be freezing.
Come for a visit.
Yeah. Yes.
So, is this sort of who's afraid of the big bad wolf, or is there something here? And do we need to? I don't know what you do about this stuff. Make sure that everything that's a part of your heating system is functioning well, and now's the time to do it. Don't wait until the first freezing sub-zero circumstance. I just think that we better be careful about this, aware, I think we easily get lost in the first snowstorm. I remember, you know, you say, oh, where did this come from? The weather people are all over it. They over-exaggerate. The news media over-exaggerates it. But this is the kind of stuff that you think about now. Have your heating system checked, cleaned out, whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing, and make sure that it's functional. And if you've got, you know, you got to have plenty of oil in the, if you use oil heat, make sure the gas stuff is all, it's just things like that that are practical and valuable to do, I believe, anyway. I don't believe that I'm alone in that. I hope I'm not, anyway. Being aware is part of what my job and our job is here. Speaking of that, as we get into Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that's what's happening. We have, what, one more day of September, and then it's into October. We'll have Denise Albert and Melissa Gerstein with us in a few minutes, who are co-founders of the Moms Company, which deals with focusing on what people need to know. Good days. Let's have some more good days for those who are living with breast cancer. We'll figure out how to do that and how to help in a moment here with DJV. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to DJVShow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to DJVShow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's DJVShow.com.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father. A son.
A daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness.
A substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, Sassandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, it's quarter after the hour here. Join us for an overview of what's going on to help moms who have breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Matter of fact, speaking of moms, we have the two founders of the Moms radio program on Sirius XM, Denise Albert and Melissa Musin-Kirstein. The Moms, well, let's talk about the Moms multimedia company first. Melissa, do you want to handle that? Just a quick awareness so people know what it is that you are doing.
Sure. How are you today?
Well, how about you?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
So we started this company around the conversation around motherhood and parenting, and we do various things. We host Mamarazzi events. We host a SiriusXM show, and we love reaching other families across the country.
Mamarazzi. We got to have a few seconds on that.
Mm-hmm.
Mamarazzi, sure. Help us.
Sure. It's where we bring together influential moms and dads and women, and we can screen films, or we will have a celebrity come and talk about their new book. We recently hosted Jamie Lee Curtis and recently hosted Kristen Chenoweth with Warriors in Pink, and we talk about what impacts families and women and moms today. And we take that content and we repurpose that on our SiriusXM show, where we have a national audience that can listen, or you can tweet in a question if you're not actually at the event, and you can participate and watch it on Facebook Live. In fact, if you go to our Facebook page from yesterday, you can see our Warriors in Pink event with Kristen Chenoweth.
All right, so the Warriors in Pink provides assistance in what way to breast cancer patients?
Well, hi, it's Denise. Warriors in Pink is Ford Motor Company's initiative to help fight breast cancer. And this is very near and dear to us, as I am currently in treatment for breast cancer. And so it's really incredible to work with this program and help share their messages. And what they do is, after 22 years in the fight, Warriors in Pink has dedicated more than $130 million to research, education, and patient resources. And so they have partnerships with a lot of different companies to expand all of their support services by sharing more good days. So you can go online to FordCares.com to see what they do, but very specifically to people like myself who are going through treatment, you can choose Green Chef, which is a organic meal delivery kit, and they are delivering over 1,000 organic meal kits to breast cancer patients. They have Cleaning for a Reason, which is a nonprofit organization that provides free home cleanings to patients undergoing treatment. So they have so many different services that, like I said, is so beneficial to women and men going through breast cancer treatment.
So, Denise, how are you doing? We wish you well. I hear you. I know my sister had breast cancer and was able to overcome it. My former wife had breast cancer, stage four, as a matter of fact, for 21 years.
Wow.
And, it was 2011 when she died. But there are a lot of people who work through this, and with good support, they seem to come out well on the other side, and that's certainly what we would wish for you. So many people, is it distressing for you that so many people are going through this?
Well, yes, and the fact that you obviously have such close ties also is really why we're doing this with Ford's Warriors in Pink, because it really does affect everybody.
What is it? One in three women.
I think it's one in eight. It's one in eight, eight women, and so
too many, no matter how many. What the number is? Yeah.
Yep.
It is too many. It is too many.
Right, whatever. It was too many.
But it is one in eight, and so it does affect everybody. So, like I said, I've been very public about my journey, really, because we want to share our story, because really, by sharing, it helps other people. And so that's what we're here to do.
You know what people want to know, and maybe quickly we can go through the numbers here. When people give to something like this, they want to know that all or most of the money is going to go to the situation that they're contributing to. And I think from what I gather here, one of the reasons that I wanted to have this story on the air is because all the money actually goes to the work that needs to be done for research and support. Is that right? Am I right on that?
That is right. 100% of the money goes to the support, the research, the education, and these resources. And like I said, you can go on to FordCares.com to see exactly how you can help a breast cancer patient, which is really the most important thing, because, you know, it's just you want to continue to have good days, and that's what we're here trying to do for ourselves and for other women and men who are affected.
Mm-hmm.
Are these services for some cancer patients who maybe can't afford a lot of these things, are these subsidized or are they free?
Yes, they are free. And again, if you go to FordCares.com, you can learn all about Meal Train, Green Chef, Cleaning for a Reason, A Little Easier Recovery, and all these services are to help families, whether you are assisting someone who's fighting or whether you're in the fight yourself.
Right.
I wish I had known more about it when my mother and sister were going through this.
Denise Albert and Melissa Musin-Gerstein, thank you for being here.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older, then we wouldn't have to wait so long.
Hi, what I've been waiting for all week is Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Here it is. Hoo-ha. And because the producers of this program realize that I am a person too, I want my moldy-oldie. Actually, we're going to produce a podcast of my favorite music. Nobody knows this yet, so I'm making an announcement here for the first time. We're going to do a podcast for listeners. It'll start as soon as Kara. Well, I don't know whether we have to, because Bob and I are going to do it together. We're going to do I'm going to go back to my days as a disc jockey, which were in this era. I was a jock from late 65 until October of 74. So I had 9 years to play stuff like this. From 1966, this week in 66, top five songs of the week, starting with the Beachy Bleach Boys and the song Wouldn't It Be Nice. Here we go. Crank it up there, Peter. The new show, Beat the Beaver. All right, so number five, Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Boys. Number four from this week in 1966 belonged to the Association, their first number one hit. It wasn't number one this week. It was on its way to number one. The song is called Cherish. I used to, when I was a jock, I used to also sing. The boss told me the same thing.
Is there anybody who can tell you that now?
He didn't. No, I can't. They can tell me whatever you want. So I pay attention. It's the question. That's a nice song, though. Thank you. Like this, ladies?
This throwback has your name written all over it.
Yes, it certainly does. All right, number four, Cherished by the Association. Number three belonged to Donovan Leitch. Didn't use his last name, just known as Donovan. A weird song. Sunshine.
Kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
Right. See, I like this kind of sound, like this 60s kind of psychedelic rock sound.
Yeah, yeah. This is the very beginning of the psycho era.
So was Donovan British?
Yes. Donovan Leitch. L-E-A-C-H.
Yeah.
Any relation to Robin?
I don't know. And up I'm going. That's enough of that. Number two belongs to Les Beatles. Oh, everybody sings for this one. Submarine. Yeah, this is Ringo on lead. Now, whenever you see Ringo in concert, he just delights in singing the song. He'll dance around on the stage. He'll go in the audience with his microphone, and everybody's yelling. All right, crank it up, Peter. This is Ringo. And he'll go out in the audience. Everybody sings along. The typical Ringo song.
We all live in the yellow submarine.
Come on.
Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. We all live in the yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
About as good as the lyric gets for Ringo. All right, number one, this week in 1966, the Supremes.
I need love,
love to ease my mind. That's a great song. You can't hurry love. After 4 or 5 years, you are able to get in a groove, don't you think?
Listening to the Supremes.
All this stuff, that's why it has so much value. As opposed to that worm and the stuff that he produces.
Oh, now, Dougie.
All right, 28 after on DJV's experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. If your pet suffers from noise phobia, you probably cringe every time thunderstorms are forecast. Instead of celebrating the 4th of July, you probably dread this firecracker-filled holiday. Dogs in particular, with their keen sense of hearing, often suffer from noise phobia, and their frightened behavior can be stressful for the owners as well. If you have a particularly nervous pet, use a recording of whatever sound the dog is afraid of. Tape record or download from the internet the sound of a thunderstorm, a firecracker, a baby crying, even a Harley Davidson, your next-door neighbor. Recently bought. What you need to do is play these at a very low volume in the evening when it's nice and calm and it's really quiet outside, giving the dog a lot of positive attention. Then over a period of time, when you notice the dog starts not paying any attention to the noise, increase the volume gradually till you can play it at full volume. Obviously, it's called desensitizing. It works great for whatever your dog is afraid of when it comes to noise, especially for you expecting parents out there, because a baby crying can sometimes confuse your pet. Make a recording, play it gradually, your dog will get it. I'll more next time.
I'm Allie Sweeney with exciting news about a fresh idea for whitening. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Clean and Fresh Toothpaste. It starts whitening immediately with an invigorating surge of cool spearmint flavor that lasts. And in just 5 days, it removes more plaque than the leading whitening toothpaste. Imagine a whitening toothpaste that does all that. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Toothpaste. Love it or your money back. Visit trulyradiant.com for offer details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Facebook.com/DJV Show. Twitter at DJV Show. A nice picture of Jennifer Horn with her dad, Michael, and John Voigt from the studios of the CRN International Digital
Broadcast Center.
Bombs Shelter. And, yes, and Broadcast Center as well.
And did you know, Doug, I'll toot Jen's horn for her. John Voigt is a fan of Jen's.
Really?
And listens to her.
Who I was. I almost died.
How cool is that?
It was so surreal.
Where were you when you, that picture, if you go to Jen's website, why don't we post it on our Facebook? It's on ours? Is it posted on our Facebook?
The funny thing is, it's not, but we should definitely do that.
Yes.
The funny thing is, my dad posted the same picture, and in it, there's like a splotch on my shirt that was not there in real life. So I don't know if he had a dirty camera lens. So I had to crop the heck out of like my shirt because it had like, I don't know what the heck. I'm looking at it, I'm like, Dad, do you see this spot? But it showed up on camera. Anyway.
For those who don't know, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so John Voigt, he's a conservative guy and a fan of Donald Trump, as I tend to be. And since I do a political show in Los Angeles, he walks around the corner and my dad introduces us. He goes, "You're the Jennifer?" I'm like, oh, my God. Yes.
I'm sure he listens to that radio station. I would think he'd be.
Yeah, like me. John Voigt knows who I am. It was weird.
Yeah, no, it's fine. All right, so there's a nice picture. And one of the reasons that John Voigt is in people's focus is because he's Angelina Jolie's father. And they've had estranged relations for most of her adult life, back and forth. And the rumor was that Brad Pitt helped to bring them back together. So now one would wonder what that relationship will be like if Brad Pitt is out of the picture. By the way, Brad Pitt released a statement to People regarding his wife's decision to file for the divorce. There hasn't been a lot of talk about it other than that first day. Apparently, he's still being investigated for child abuse. What's come out of that in the L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services, Jen? Do you hear anything?
I haven't heard much. I would predict that this probably kind of goes away after a while, kind of quietly. I think there was probably, you know, a big hoopla at the beginning, and the feds had to get involved because it happened in airspace, and this was kind of the catalyst for Angelina Jolie to leave. But I have a feeling it was more than that. I think he's got a real issue with drinking at this moment, it seems like, because most of the tabloids are reporting that he cheated on Angelina, and that this is kind of it stems from whatever he's going through from the addiction perspective. So
called grow up.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, no, I think that you'll probably see him clean himself up and go away for a little while and then probably try to get it back again. I mean, they seem to really love each other. I almost have, like, the crystal ball out with Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck, where it seemed like it was going to happen really quickly, but then it sort of petered off as, more mature.
He submitted to drug testing,
but
that's not really going to do much because it happened. He submitted to the drug test 2 days after the incident was filed. So I think he's just doing that because he has to. But it turns out it seems that the story has been coming out more and more. He and Angelina were fighting on the flight, and Maddox, their oldest son, who's 14 and a typical teenager, he got involved and I guess tried to defend Angelina. And then there was no shoving, but there was apparently, you know, maybe a hand put on his shoulder to maybe get him out of the way or to sit him down. But that's what Brad admitted to that, but has said beyond that there was nothing else physical.
Right.
Sometimes those things get over.
Beating the heck out of his kids.
Yeah. So anyway, he broke his silence yesterday on Access Hollywood. He didn't really address the allegations from what I can see. He announced that he'll not be attending the red carpet screening of The Voyage of Time, which is something that he did a documentary that is supposed to be a great IMAX film, by the way, for children, families. And it goes back to the beginning of time, the Big Bang and that sort of thing. A fascinating project, for sure, and that's what he focused on in the conversation with Access Hollywood. Because, as Jennifer said, and I think Victoria, there's nothing to be gained from talking about this in public, because it just gets footballed around by these Access Hollywood Entertainment Tonight shows.
Hard this would be to go through just in regular life, and then to have everybody speculating, and everybody, I don't know.
All right, so there's that story. Yesterday, also, the victims of September 11th, there was a bill that went through Congress and passed by flying colors, and then President Obama vetoed it. And then it went back to Congress, and then Congress said, well, we don't really give a you-know-what about your veto. They said, no, are you serious? So this, I think, is the first time in Obama's presidency that he's had an override to a veto.
What?
He vetoed 11 bills, but this is the first time it's been overridden.
But this had bipartisan support. I mean, everybody was kind of on board with this. The only
senator.
You know who it was?
Harry Reid.
You got it.
Mr. Fossil. Right. So anyway. So what are the implications? See, I think this is more important than anything else. The president said it's the most embarrassing thing Congress has done in years. Well, it may be if you're a globalist, but if you're interested in the American people, it isn't, because the Saudi Arabians are up to their Mickey in this, and everybody knows it.
I think most people, like, the veil's been lifted, and we now know that Saudi Arabia, even though they're a loose ally of ours, that they're behind a lot of this stuff, that their government needs to have a little pressure put on them. And, you know, to be honest, I mean, President Obama at the beginning makes a very compelling argument. His argument against this was, hey, if we start suing other governments, then we're setting precedents for them to sue us. But at the same time, these families endured a lot. The, you know, we actually now will get to see how deep the corruption runs in Saudi Arabia if any of these families decide to pursue lawsuits against the government. You're going to actually know how, just how deeply they were involved. And I think we have a right to know that.
Mm-hmm. We do, but my only concern is this all just going to be for nothing? I mean, how, if you say I'm going to sue the country of Saudi Arabia, who is the governing court that's actually going to make Saudi Arabia pay up?
There isn't.
Like what? There's nothing.
There isn't
that
one.
Right. No.
So I mean, it's like it's a
this
gesture.
This is for information more than
it's a
yeah,
gesture.
This is,
so you sue in U.S. courts.
Yeah, that's Peter Trahan, who's at the controls.
It's a show.
Yeah, it is
right,
a show.
Right, but I mean, how? But what would even make them
what
give
the US
information
court do to Saudi Arabia?
Nothing.
Well, yeah, but how? That's exactly my point. So I don't understand why this is considered a victory. I understand, you know, especially being in New York City where I am, I understand how personal this is to so many people. But I just don't know that this is really going to accomplish anything.
I think
right,
from an information perspective, it does.
It does. Speaking
but
of
how
Harry
are they
Reid.
But see, that's what I'm saying. How are they going to enforce information to be revealed? There's no way to do that.
No. But it's a what it is it's a gesture. It tells people for whatever people that might do business or go to visit Saudi Arabia or whatever. Mm-hmm. It gives you. I don't want to go there. Those guys, they're bums. They're creeps. I don't want to have anything to do with Saudi Arabia or you know whatever business there may be. People think twice about doing business with them. That's really what the value of this is.
If that happens,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
All right, so speaking of Harry Reid, the fossil, there's an animal rights bill that he's holding up. Anybody know anything about that?
No.
All right, let's do a little research and find out what's going on with that. There's a bill that has been touted to supposedly be federal protection for animals, and Harry Reid's gotten in the way of it. And if that's the case, there's somebody paying him off. So we ought to figure out what the story is and do our little bit of research. I just have been asked a question. I want to know about it myself. Speaking of being asked questions, yesterday we were talking about this woman who was wearing a burqa or a headscarf or whatever it is, trying to be a newscaster.
Mm-hmm.
And
she is a newscaster.
Right, but she's not a television newscaster. She's a radio, audio, and whatever video she does is podcast, right? Is not. She wants to get a job with a supposedly legitimate news channel.
Well, she works for digital news, which all legitimate organizations, but yeah, she does digital news.
Yeah, but it's not considered like NBC, ABC, CBS, or your local news station. Not the same.
Well,
so
it's not network TV, yeah.
I know, right, okay. Anyway, so is this question comes from Susan Warren, one of our listeners. Would this girl's country allow an American female newscaster to broadcast without a headscarf in her country? I think not. Why are Americans the only people in the world expected to exhibit tolerance when nobody else does? That's a question I ask all the time.
Why would we make her remove her headscarf, though? That's the point of America. Why would we, religious freedom and tolerance, why would we force her to remove her headscarf? That makes no sense to me at all.
Oh, this woman is saying it's tit for tat, whether you agree with that or you don't agree with that. We wouldn't be able to do something that wasn't accepted in their country. What the suggestion was that it's not acceptable in this country for some. There's no law. There's nothing that makes it formal. There are just some people who are not comfortable around women covering themselves up or whatever it is that the tradition is because it's different, that's all. It's something that's different and not comfortable. I couldn't imagine. It would be very interesting to see if this woman does get a job and is allowed to wear a burqa on TV. I just think that people are uncomfortable with it, whether it's right
that's
or wrong.
Job.
That's
I don't think she's wearing a burqa.
I don't mean a burqa. I mean a scarf.
Yeah.
Headscarf.
Yeah. I think, you know, we talked about this a little bit the other day. It's, you know, so much of our news is sexualized. I mean, when you look at the females that deliver news in this country, whether you're looking at cable news networks or you're
looking at Fox,
local news.
It's called Fox TNA News.
It's a much different look than when you look at the men sitting next to them. And, you know, unfortunately for this woman, you know, you can argue about whether or not she should be wearing the hijab. I don't care. That's her personal choice and her, you know, right to do that.
Yeah.
But she's got an uphill battle here because the news media sexualizes women. They want them to look a certain way. I can't imagine that they're going to change that criteria. I mean, maybe to get the feel-good story out in the press that they did it. But, I mean, it's just it's an industry that's kind of stacked against her right now.
Yep, I would say that was true. Television news and the television report in just a moment here as we continue 45 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up, and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It looks like I don't hear the TV theme, but it's all right. Jennifer Lopez is back in the judges' chair for the dance competition series. What story with that?
I think this is pretty big get for them. I mean, Jennifer Lopez is a huge star, but she's going back to being a mentor and a judge like she did on American Idol. She'll be on this new program that deals with dancers. And I don't know much about the new show, but I think it's a pretty good indication that it's going to be big. It'll be on NBC.
She's doing that drama on NBC. That's still on. I don't hear much about that.
Shades of Grey. Yeah, it hasn't come back yet. It'll be back for a second season. Yeah.
All right, Britney Spears not happy about the biography on Lifetime next year. What does she do about that? Nothing much she can do about it, right?
You have to let it go. These cable networks have been doing these kind of tell-all stories, like about the cast of Saved by the Bell. A lot of pop culture, I guess, I don't want to use the word icons to describe Saved by the Bell, but you know what I mean. Important figures in pop culture.
Yes.
And there's not much you can do about it. They did it with 90210, and some of the actors tried to stop it. They just keep moving forward with them, and they're juicy. I'm going to be watching.
Oh, all right. Sure. Hoo-ha. All right, speaking of watching, what's new tonight, Jen?
Well, I'm going to start with one that you might like, Dougie. Gene Wilder just recently passed away. Mm-hmm. Turner Classic Movies is actually saluting him with a mini marathon of his films and a double run of his biography.
Trending
on
Yahoo because of that. Yeah.
Yeah, he did an interview with Alec Baldwin that'll air. The film list includes Start the Revolution Without Me, The Frisco Kid, Bonnie and Clyde,
and as
a centerpiece, one of the classics that he did with Mel Brooks, of course, Young Frankenstein. That'll be on Turner Classic Movies starting at 8 Eastern. On the Fox Network, a show that I'm sort of interested in. I didn't think much about it in episode 1, but then I gave it a chance, and it's a really great show. It's called Pitch. It's about the first female pitcher in the big leagues.
Yeah.
You can check
Anybody
it out.
Anybody watch Designated
Fox
Survivor last night, second episode?
Not yet. Didn't watch it yet.
We'll watch it.
And then a brand new episode, How to Get Away with Murder on ABC at 10.
10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Time in the week when we set aside moments for remembering. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit radio show.
Like giving me a eulogy.
Yes, there he is. He's made good homes better through his entire career. And now he's here to answer some of your
now
questions.
Now that he's reached the bottom of his career.
Now, yes,
he's
exactly
here with Doug Steffen.
That's home. Oh, no.
I'm glad Tom left my name out of that.
And I was going to stick to the script today. I guess I had to rethink that one. Questions from listeners about what to do. I'm going to answer them. Tom's going to say yes or no. That'll be the extent of his contribution. Stand by for that here next. Money Pit, focus on your home.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get long-sleeve tees for her, just $6.99. Toddlers' tops and bottoms, only $4.99. It's the lowest prices of the season at Kohl's. The Big One bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebates. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's the lowest prices of the season. Going on now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, 55 past the hour. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. Here's a question from Sam, who has a 4-year-old home. and a shingle roof. Wow, that's got to be the most unique house in town, right? when he has a hard blowing rain, his living room ceiling leaks. Sounds like you had a crappy builder, Sam.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so obviously your roof shingles are not worn out. This is an installation problem. At some point, the flashing has broken down. These kinds of leaks can be really tricky to track down because they only happen when the wind blows from a certain direction. You got a certain amount of rainfall. And so one of the ways that you can do this is to literally get on your roof or on a ladder and use a hose and try to wash down. I would start with the walls first. Like, for example, this leak's going to be where there's an intersection. So, like, if you had, like, a second floor wall that intersected with your roof, I would, like, let a lot of water sort of flow down that wall as it would in a heavy rainstorm and see if you can actually create the leak and move it sort of from one end to the other so you kind of always know. You don't just go all over the place. You want to start, like, on the left side, move to the right side so you can kind of get some sense as to where it is. But I can tell you the leak's going to be where there's an intersection. So the intersection could be a wall and a roof, or it could be where a window goes through a wall and then leaks down the wall and comes through the roof. It could be around a plumbing vent flashing or a chimney flashing. It's always going to be where there's some break in that roof plane is where this leak's going to occur. It's not going to be in the middle of the roof. It's going to be at one point where it intersects with some other part of your home. And if you sort of test it with a hose running a lot of water down there, sometimes you can get lucky and figure out exactly where it's happening. And then once you identify that area, you literally have to take it apart and put it back together, but with the proper flashing.
And if you don't get lucky, the water will rot the beams in your house and the roof will cave in.
Mr. Positive.
There we go.
Home improvement tips from Mr.
That's
Positive.
It from me. Steve, I was going to answer these questions and just let you say yes or no. Steve wants to know how to get a nice clean paint line when he repaints.
So what would you tell Steve, Doug?
I would tell him to get masking tape, depending on what he's painting, the siding of the house, or he's painting inside.
Well, let's assume he's painting the inside of the house.
That's what he's usually... use masking tape.
Well, yes, but there are a couple of tricks to it. So if you're just concerned about getting a clean line around wood trim, then yes, you could use a painter's tape. And the newer painter's tapes today have sort of a treatment where they absorb moisture at the edge and help you get a really clean line. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to do something like a stripe, a little trick of the trade is to paint the base color first and then put the tape on and paint the second color up to that tape edge. And this way you won't have sort of that rough edge of a line in between the two.
Don't try to do it to your car.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Claire is interested in repairing sun damage to her wooden front door. What's the best way to fix that?
Well, the best way to refinish that, Claire, would be to find a nice, decent day, take the door off the hinges, lay it on a couple of sawhorses, and start sanding. You've really got to get that old finish off, and it's a lot harder to do this when the door is installed. Even if you have to put it on, take it off, put it back on again a couple of times through this process, you want to take it off, do all the sanding, and then use a marine varnish or a marine urethane because it has a high UV protection factor to it, and that will stop the sun damage from happening. Again.
There you go. The man in the know is Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.